Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Victorious Living. We are just blessed to be in the presence of God, huh? We're just blessed. Blessed. We're highly favored. Yes, we are. We are highly favored. Mm-hmm. And we just thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank Him for you, and we thank Him for you. Yes, yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yes, we know that we always start off with our prayers for our nation and for our communities. Yes, we just thank God, So we just want to go quickly into our prayer for our nation, prayer for the folks in California, prayer for leadership. Yes, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, Lord, for just this very moment, this very opportunity that you have allowed us to have. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. We are grateful for all the blessings that you shower upon us, oh, God. We are grateful, God, for our health, oh, God. Yes, not portion of it, but all our health came from you. You inspired in us to have good health, to take good care of our bodies, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you, Master. Thank you, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We lift up our nation, oh, God, to you. Our nation, oh, God, where leaders are, God. Look upon our leaders, God. Yes, leaders of the nations, oh, God. Oh, God, help them to be strong women and men, oh, God, that will enable them to be accountable, oh, God, to be accountable, oh, God, to be an example, Master. Oh, yes, oh, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Lift up those people that have gone through complete devastations in California, Lord. Oh, Master, we ask that you keep them, God. Keep their minds, Master. Oh, if they don't know you, God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would send us, oh, God. Send us so we could minister to them, oh, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We are willing to go, God. We are willing to go, oh, God. Yes, yes, we are willing. Oh, Master, we know that you will enable us, oh, God. Those of us who are of the church, oh, God, that we can go and represent you, oh, God, in a mighty way and tell them all about you, oh, God. Oh, those that don't know you and the importance of their sins, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. To touch him, oh God. Touch the stony hearts, oh God. Remove those hearts of stone, oh God. Remove it, oh God. Remove the hearts of anyone that may feel that they are just completely at end, at all ends, that there is no hope. Oh God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus. That we go, that we be sent, oh God, to minister to them, to let them know that there is hope. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's in you, Jesus. It's in you, Father. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to allow us to go and tell men and girls and boys and women, oh God, that there is a reality in serving a true and a living God. That you have prepared a place for us, oh God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. We pray. Amen, amen. And we thank God. We thank God for this opportunity that he has allowed us to come together. To learn more about him. Because we know that this season is all about him. It's not about us. Yes, yes, yes. It's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is the reason for the season. Glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. We give him praise. We lift him up. We exalt him. Mm-hmm. This is your host this day, Minister Janice. Yes, and we just thank God for you, and we thank him for you. Mm-hmm. Psalms 27 and 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait. Mm-hmm. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. Yes. Oh, yeah. He's our brother. Oh, yes. He's our elder brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that we have been in the Word studying about families, and we just want to continue in this same spirit about the family. Yeah, we know that the family is so important, and God has ordained families. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. We want you to just go quickly with us to Luke chapter 10. And we're going to expound on verse 38 through 42. It's just five verses. Mm-hmm. And we see in this Luke, in this chapter, we're talking about Martha and Mary. These are two sisters, yeah. Two sisters, yeah. Mm-hmm. Two sisters and a brother named Lazarus, huh? Yeah. They were from the town of Bethel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we see that they had a house, they had some guests, let's say some. Because I noticed in studying this, some translations say that it was a house guest and some say there was house guests. Yeah. And so we know and we see that in here that it was Jesus and the disciples. It wasn't Jesus alone. It was Jesus and the disciples that paid a visit to Mary and Martha's house. It says here that Martha in life is the example, a perfect domestic achievements. Mm-hmm. Perfect domestic achievements means to run a home, yeah, or just to run a complete facility where family dwells, yeah. And most of the time it encounters cleaning and caring for the family and just being a complete caregiver. Mm-hmm. Martha is remembered for her generosity and her hospitality. Glory to God. She had hospitality towards Jesus in making her home available to him that he might rest from his labor. Now remember, Jesus was not alone. He was with the disciples. Yes, yes, yes. So let us look at Luke chapter 10, and it says verse 38. We want to start right there. And it says, now it came to pass as they went that they entered. They, notice we're saying they, meaning more than one, that they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received them, Jesus and the disciples, into her home. Mm-hmm. So that was Jesus, and Jesus had the disciples with him as they were on a journey. They were going to and fro ministering. Yeah. Yeah, like today we may call it they had a crusade. Yeah. They had an evangelist team, and they were going to and fro in different towns, in different villages, and they were teaching the word of God. Mm-hmm. So Jesus and the disciples were traveling. Yeah, just as I stated. And as they came to this little village, they were welcome to lodge at Martha and Mary's house. Look at that. Now, just think about that a minute. How many of you welcome anyone to your house? How many? Just think about it. Let alone Jesus. Wow, Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Do you welcome him in? Is he welcome to come in and sit down and sup with you? Is he welcome to come in and sit down and just have a Bible study with you? Is he welcome to just come in and sit down and just have some kind, warm words with you? Is he welcome? Is he welcome at all? Look at that. Verse 39 says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Mary sat at the foot of Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. So here we see that Jesus was having a Bible study. Yeah, he was talking about his Father in heaven, and he was talking about him being here and who he represented, what he was all about. Glory to God. And he was sharing the word. Yeah. Imagine hearing Jesus sharing you the word right in Bible study. Yeah. Are you giving him your undivided attention, or are you kind of being distracted? Yeah, let's look a little further. And we see that in verse 40, we see that Martha was cumulatively about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, do thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Now, what are we saying here? What is actually going on here? Remember, there's two. There's Mary and there's Martha. Mm-hmm. Martha was worrying over the big dinner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was worrying over the setting up the table and making sure that it was completely furnished and to the finest, and it was, everything was wiped off. The silver was polished and it was shining, and the glasses were clean and they were all dried, and the whole table was set up. The pitchers were set up with water and with wine. Everything was set up. Fit for a king, huh? Yeah. So Martha was worrying over the big dinner that she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I am doing all the work? Tell her to come and help me. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this. Let's look closely at this. What is really going on? Two sisters with house guests, right? Mm-hmm. One, should we clean when we have company? That's the question. Should we be cleaning when company has arrived? Should we be cleaning when company has arrived? Or should the cleaning be done before the company actually appears? Ask yourself. Yeah. Ask yourself, should the cleaning be actually going on prior to the guest's arrival? Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Ask yourself. Mm-hmm. Verse 41 says, but the Lord said to her, Martha, listen at that. Oh, listen at that. Our Heavenly Father, he knows your name, huh? Yeah, Martha, he says, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Yeah. See, you got to be careful. And you can't go into being troubled and worrying and allowing your spirit to be vexed and upset. No. He said, should we be upset if a family member refuses to do things our way and continues to do things their way? Yeah. Should we be upset? That's the question. Should we be disturbed? Should we be distracted? Notice during this visit, the disciples will say nothing. They will say nothing. Notice, verse 42 says, but one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. What is the good part? The good part. What is the good part? Look, listen up. Listen up to this. There is really only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and I won't take it away from her. Glory to God. What is that? Mary has discovered the Word of God. She has discovered that the Word has become life, and it's right here. It's sitting at her house. Is sitting right in her presence. Glory to God. How many of us have missed it? Have missed seeing the Word? Yeah. Live in action. How many of us have actually been in the present and missed it? How many? Yeah. How many of us have overlooked, the Word of God, alive and moving and omnipresent, right in the presence? How many of us have done that? Look at this. We as people who need to have balance, all that word, balance, we need to have balance. Yes, we need to have balance. To be balanced virtually is important. It's important in our lives for us to have balance. It's important for us to know when we should do what we should be doing. Yeah, it's vitally important. Why? Because we can miss something that is very crucial in our lives. Here we see that the Word is became life and it's sitting right here. But we're too busy. We're worrying about the hospitality. We're worrying about how things look. We're worrying about the glasses being clean. We're worrying about things that should have been taken care of to the honorable. This is the honorable one. Appearing as a guest in the house. Yeah. So we need to have balance. So we need to know when we should do things and what we should be doing. Yes. In order to do that, it would help us in many ways. In many cases, we need to have balance. Mm-hmm. There are manners. Yeah. There are manners that we should have. They should be on display. Mm-hmm. When guests come, we should stop what we're doing and give our most undivided attention. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Our undivided attention to our guests. Yes. Why? Why should we do that? Because they may never pass. Listen to this. They may never pass this way again. So it's vitally important for us. Yeah, attention. For us to have balance in our lives so that we would know what we need to be doing and when we need to do it. Sure, it's important for us to have a table setting with a meal. It is important, but there is something that is more important than food or drink. Are you listening to me? It's more important than always being a glutton. It's more important than always desiring things that we shouldn't eat. The Word of God. Yeah, the Word of God. And then you have the Word that has become life. It has become life, and it's sitting right in your house. It's alive, and it's sitting right in your presence. Glory to God. But you're too busy. You're too busy. You're too busy. And before you know it, you have missed something. You have missed out. You have. You've missed out on the Word of God. You've missed out having quality time. Quality time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Quality time with the Messiah. The Messiah is present. So everything should stop. Everything should cease. He should have our undivided attention. The only way this can take place is when we understand the importance of balance. We have to have balance. We have to have balance in our lives. Yeah. Sure. The Bible says that cleanliness is godliness, and we know that. But there is a time, there is a place. Ecclesiastes tells us there's a time and there's a place for all things. There is a season. And right now the time is to engage in our guests. Glory to God. To hear what our guest has to say. Yeah. To receive the guest. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with serving something or serving a meal. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But while this is actually taking place, the guest can actually be sitting at the table. Yeah. The guest can be at the table while you're putting the plates out. Yeah. Yeah. But just so happened that if you knew that the guest was coming prior to the actual appearance, this could have already been set up. And that way that would help you. I'm talking to you who are home people, who are economically home, yeah, homemakers. Yeah, you're at home. Yeah. And you know that when guests come, that we sit and we take time and we listen to what they have to say. We enjoy that fellowship of that guest. Yes. We enjoy the time that they give us a word or they give us a prayer or whatever it is that the guest will share with us. We cherish that moment. We cherish that time. And so we know that we cannot be two places at one time. So we decide to bring the guests to the table, or we stop and we go where the guest is, and then we bring the guests to the table once they're finished. Yeah. Why? Because we don't want to miss anything. We don't want to miss out. We want to hear every word that this particular guest has to, for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we see that here in, what is that verse? We see here what Mary was telling the Messiah. She was saying, she said, but the Lord said, here we are, let me see. See, Martha was worried about the dinner. Yeah, she was worried about the serving and fixing and everything. And she said, but the Lord said to her, she went to the Lord and she wanted him to tell my sister to stop doing that. And you see, one thing about our Lord and Savior, he's not. What he's going to do, he's going to tell you to focus on what you're about, what you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. See, if you know what you're supposed to be doing, do that, what you know. Yeah, yes. And that's what he was saying. Because just think about it. He had the disciples with him also. Just think if everybody would have started talking at the same time. Just think if everybody would have started saying, well, you need to come out the kitchen. You need to come on in here and sit down. You need to do this. You need. Just think if everyone would have started singing a song like that. Yeah. Would the Messiah have had a chance to speak? Would he have had a chance to share some warm words of wisdom? Would he have had a chance to talk about his Lord? Talk about his Father? Would he have had a chance to minister in this house? So what he did, he completely restored peace. Yeah, peace. Yes. Mm-hmm. He restored it. Said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, troubled, and you're troubled about many things. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that you shouldn't be troubled about anything. Just because that sister wants to get in and prepare the dinner and really miss out on what the Lord is saying, that is her choice. That is her choice. But you have found the true word. Yeah. And you're sitting there and you're hearing it and you're taking notes and you're being ministered to. Glory to God. So we should never allow anyone, whether they're in a house, whether they're in a home, whether they're on a job, whether they're in a ministry, Bible study, Sunday school setting, and they're not doing things the way we feel it should be done, we should never allow them to vex our spirit. Never allow them to cause us to be upset. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the peace of God, the peace, oh, the peace of God, it comes and it surpasses all understanding. It keeps our heart and it keeps our mind. The peace. Yeah. And that's what we want. That's what we desire, to have the peace. Glory to God. Yeah, we need to have the peace. But we also need to have balance. We need balance. We need to know when and we need to know when not. Yeah. And that goes with maturity. When we become mature in Christ, we will have balance. Glory to God. Yeah. Balance comes with maturity. When we grow up a little bit more, we'll understand. We'll understand what our Lord and Savior is trying to tell us. We'll understand it by and by. We understand how important it is for us to keep a spirit of meekness and humbleness and keep our spirit in a peaceful state. Yeah, and not allowing ourselves to get angry and start grumbling and complaining. Not allowing that spirit to enter at all. Continuing. To have a sweet spirit. Glory to God. A sweet spirit that only God, only Him, only the living Savior who comes to this house can give you. If you don't learn anything else about this lesson, notice how He retain peace. He retained peace. Yes. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you for your word. We know, Master, that your word is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true, oh God. Show us, oh God, how to grow up and how to mature, Master. Yeah. So we can learn how to have balance in our lives, oh God. Yeah, so that we would make the right choices. Oh God, we ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to teach us. And we're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. We look forward to having you back here on Friday, this Friday, Friday before Christmas. Yes. Yeah. And Sunday evenings with God-Favored Ministries. Have a blessed evening.